Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. And let us read starting from verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11, starting from verse 1. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Can we just get my glasses?
Oh, no problem, brother. Praise God.
I got my glasses now.
Amen.
Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Sotram, sotram, sotram.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this wonderful moment, Lord, that we could come into thy presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Prishaur over the anthaur we can decide. To praise thee and to glorify thee and to magnify thee and to exalt thy holy name, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, as we come, Father, hallelujah. We pray, Lord, hallelujah, that you would transform this body of flesh, Father, hallelujah. That you would transform our soul and our spirit, Father. Purify us by thy precious blood. Purge us by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Let the fire fall down on the altar, Lord, where the sacrifice is bound by cords. Even unto the horns of the altar, Father. Hallelujah. As Brother Jose worships thee also, Father. Have Mr. Grisel, Miles, Heather, Andrew, Amber. Let thy blessing be upon the Berrios family, Father. Let the wall of fire, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, the river of the water of life flow from the throne of God into Brother Jose's family, Father. Hallelujah. Cover us by thy blood, by thy fire. Hallelujah. And purify us by the water of thy word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, Father. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. By the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, as Brother Jose read these words in Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is, hallelujah, in the previous chapter, the word of the Lord speaks in Hebrews chapter 10, teaching us about the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 10, 37, just a few verses before. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Going back to Hebrews 10:38, the word, the just shall live by faith, a few centuries back, transformed this entire world. Just one sentence, one word of God transformed the entire world. How? The Roman Catholics believed that you have to see everything. If Mary was really the mother of Jesus according to the flesh, then they said you have to make a statue of Mary. Having no idea how she looked, they still made a statue. And they said, well, if you ask people to worship Jesus, you have to make a statue of Jesus, because if you don't make a statue of Jesus, then they won't know who Jesus is. And they took the wine and said, that is also the blood of Jesus. And so they made statues of Peter, Paul, and the apostles and the saints, and planted it in the building, and said, now you can see Jesus, you can see Mary, you can see all these saints, worship them.
not realizing that the Bible said in the book of Exodus, "Thou shalt not make any graven image of the likeness of men or women, or of the likeness of anything above the earth or under the heaven, or on the earth or under the sea. Thou shalt not bow down to them nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage." "And knowing that you are made in my own image, and knowing that I am your father, thou shalt not worship and bow down to a rock or a stone." But the popes were very convincing, because they said, "You've got to see it to believe it. How can you believe what you don't see?" And so they passed on the cursed heritage of idolatry to their generation. Then you see the Hindus. Then you see all religions, how they make images, because their saying is, you cannot believe something that you cannot see. In USA, there's a saying, "Show me and I'll believe it." Atheists will believe what they can see, but they will not believe what they cannot see, because they don't understand that what you cannot see is more in number than what you can see. What we can see by our earthly eyes. But the problem is, the atheists, who are idiots, according to the word of God, don't understand that the human eye or the retina is limited to what it can see. And not only is the retina limited to what it can see, and it is an image that is cast on a screen that is interpreted by a 1-pound brain, and there are limitations to what it can see. The color that we can see, the things that we can see, are all an image that is focused on the retina that's interpreted by a brain. But people, scientists, have devised cameras that can see what the eye cannot see. And that's where you have infrared images, ultrasonic images, ultrasound images, and X-ray images that the eye cannot see. There are X-ray, there's ultrasound, there's magnetic resonance imaging, there is infrared, ultraviolet, and so many facets of visualization, microscope, Hubble, and so many things that see what the human eye cannot see. So if a man says that he won't believe what he cannot see, the Bible says he is a fool. The fool saith in his heart, there is no God, because his 1-inch eyeball that is worth about 7 cents cannot see it, cannot see God. That is why Martin Luther stormed through this world and through the Vatican and said, you don't have to see it with your earthly eyes. All that is important is that you see it in your soul and in your spirit and in your heart.
entereth into that within the veil, whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We just stated in the presence of God that 99% of what exists cannot be seen. There's only about 0.1% of things that exist and have substance that can be seen by the naked eye, because the eye does not see exactly what it is, but actually sees the image or a shadow or a reflection of what it is. And that is why Martin Luther said, "The just shall live by faith." Because faith is different from sight. And the Bible says, we don't need a spaceship to enter into heaven to see God. We don't need a telescope to see the throne of God. Right now, me and Brother Jose and the family of God, the brothers and sisters, wherever we are in the U.S., whether in Pennsylvania or Texas, we can go directly into the presence of God and see the face of God and worship Him right now, because our spirit has been set free, and the Holy Spirit, who has come from the throne of God, lives in us, and He knows the directions. We can ask and we can get filled with the Spirit, and we can directly be at the throne of God. That is why the Bible is a telescope. Bible is a spaceship. The Word of God is greater than any vehicle in this universe, because the Bible says through hope and faith, we can enter into that which is behind the veil. To the people of this world, the Hindus and the atheists, and all the religions of this world, including the false Christians, all they see is the veil. To these earthly Jews which haven't accepted Jesus Christ, all they can see is the veil. The Word of God is a veil to them. The glory of God is a veil to them. The things of God is a veil to them. Let us read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 14 to 16. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 3rd chapter, verses 14 to 16.
Praise the Lord, Pastor.
Amen.
Verse 14 to 16, Pastor?
Yes, brother. Praise God. Hallelujah.
But their minds were blinded, for until this day remains the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Even today, in the land of Israel, people read the Old Testament, but all they see is a screen. Can you imagine going to a drama or a play or a movie, and all you see is the screen? Well, you're going to want your money back. I want a refund, because all I saw in the drama was the screen. Nothing showed up. That's what today's Jews, today's atheists, and the religions of this world are seeing. All they are seeing is a blank screen. Can you imagine turning on the TV and all you see is the blue sky? And you call Dish Network and say, "Hey, wait a minute, I paid my bill on time. Why am I not getting the program?" What if the guy at Dish Network told you, well, I know you paid your bill on time, but the problem is you don't have faith. That's why all you can see is the blue screen. If you had faith, you will see actual images. Today, the people of this world, all they see is a blank screen. The veil is upon their heart. Even if the TV station broadcasts, they are blind. Because there is a veil upon their heart. There is a veil between them and the Lord. And the atheist cries and says, show me God and I will believe. Well, even if he shows himself to you, you cannot see him because you're blind. There is a veil on your heart. That is why the Bible says, we who are washed by the blood of Jesus, walking in the Word, filled by the Spirit of God, bone of his bones and flesh of the flesh of our Lord Jesus Christ, we can see beyond the veil. Not only can we see in a television, you can see things, but you cannot go where you see things. But in the Christian life, not only can you see behind the veil, but you can enter behind the veil. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and that which entereth, not just seeth, but entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus. That's why when they were stoning Stephen, all they could see was the stone and Stephen. But Stephen saw heavens opened, the veil was opened. And he saw the glory of God and Jesus Christ standing at the right hand of God. That's what it means when we say the just shall live by faith. The just shall see by faith. That is why the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance. Now, if you ask an atheistic scientist, he will say, matter can neither be created nor destroyed. Who said that? Well, Newton said that. Who was Newton? He was created. So what authority has Newton to make a statement like that when he was a created being? Newton, all he could do was interpret signs. Who created signs? God. A little toy cannot try to understand the manufacturer because it has no brains actually. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The foolishness of God is wiser than men. Now the faith is the substance. The Bible tells us you don't need to have substance. You don't need to see things. You don't need to actually touch things. You don't need to taste things. You don't need to actually see it to believe it. Faith is the substance. Faith is the two atoms of hydrogen and one atom of oxygen. You don't need to see water. If you have faith, two atoms of hydrogen and one atom of oxygen will come together to make water. That's what happened in the wilderness. God said, strike the rock, and water will come out. Moses struck the rock. Word of God. He believed the word of God. And God created two atoms of hydrogen and one atom of oxygen. Well, where in the world, if God didn't create, where in the world is water going to come out of the rock? If water cannot come out of the ground, where is it going to come out of the rock? Before Moses struck the rock, According to the word of God, there was no water behind the rock. All there was rock. But when Moses struck and obeyed the word of God, water came out. Water was created when Moses obeyed. Now here's a secret. The Bible tells us faith is the substance. What does it mean? Faith is nothing more than obeying the word of God. So what the Bible tells us is that if you obey the word of God, God will create everything that you need in your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They obeyed God and walked through the wilderness. And God created manna. It was angels' food, but where did angels get their food from? God created it out of nothing. It was all created. We walk and touch and interpret with signs what we see and touch and taste. But the Bible tells us substance was created. Things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Therefore, we don't have to see it to believe it, because what we see never existed before God said, "Let the dry land appear." God created it into existence. Yes, he took clay and formed it and breathed into it the breath of life, but that clay was created out of things that did not exist through the word of God. Let us turn to the book of Isaiah and understand what this means in our life. Isaiah chapter 40. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let us read Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28.
Oh, thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let us read verse 26.
Hast thou not heard?
Hallelujah.
The everlasting God. Are we, Pastor?
Yes. Let us read verse 26, 27, and 28, brother. Praise God. Sorry.
Eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out our host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might. For that he is a strong in power, he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding.
Hallelujah! Praise God! The word of God says, God created, God is creating, and God will create, and he doesn't give up. And again, amen, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 41. Amen. Praise the Lord, brother. Isaiah chapter 41, verses 19 and 20, brother. Praise God.
I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittith tree, and the myrtle, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine, the box tree together. Produce your 20 and 21, Pastor?
Just 20, brother. Praise God.
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor.
Amen.
That they may see and know and consider the understanding together, that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of
Hallelujah. Praise God. Whenever we have a need, whether it's spiritual or physical or material, there is a tendency to think that God is going to use substance that we can see and touch and feel, whether living or inert, to supply our need. But we need to understand that God is not dependent on the things that exist to meet our need. God says, I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shitta, the myrtle, and the oil tree, and the fir tree, and the pine tree, and the box tree. And we know these trees don't grow in the wilderness. But you can travel to the land of Israel that yesterday was a wilderness, and today is an orchard. They grow so many varieties of fruits. They have so many beautiful trees. And it is God's promise. He said in verse 20, that you may see and know and consider and understand that the hand of the Lord hath done this and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. God is saying, if there is no substance that can meet your need, do not worry, because I will create it. We who believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon and will be transformed into the image of Christ, that we have a mansion in heaven and that we will be walking on the streets of gold, let us also believe. We who believe that God can meet our need for eternity, let us believe that God can meet our need on this earth. Our God, who can create heaven and the streets of gold and the mansions for his saints, can also create substance that will satisfy our need. With God, all things are possible. I remember one of my relatives, and I will close with that, who told me, you're too much into the Word of God. You cannot find any person that believes the Word of God like you do. And therefore, my aunt told me that I'll be unmarried because there's no one on this earth that obeys the Word of God and believes it and follows the Lord Jesus Christ. And if in fact, she said, if the Lord is going to answer your prayer and give you a life partner, that is a believer, like you say, a person has to be to enter the kingdom of God, then he will basically have to create that person, because that person doesn't exist. And so when my engagement took place, my aunt saw the video and said, well, I'll have to confess that the Lord created her. Yes, in the Garden of Eden, there was no Eve. God created Eve. God created Adam. God created everything that we see. And if we believe it, we'll have to understand that God can still create and meet all our earthly, heavenly, spiritual, physical, financial, material. That is why the Bible says, my God shall supply all your need. The word supply comes from the word create. God can create into existence and supply all your need according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Riches Jesus Christ has today by the creative power of God, by the redemptive power of God, by the victorious power of God. We have a God, a heavenly Father who creates. Let us worship him. Let us have faith in him. like Abraham did, who considered not his own body now dead, yet the dead of deadness of Sarah's womb, who staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and today stands before us as the father of faith. May the Lord bless these words, and may we be like Abraham, who believed when it was impossible to believe, who believed in God, who calleth things that do not exist by their names. God told Abraham even before the baby was conceived, even before there was an atom of Isaac, he said, I will give you a son, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. So Abraham named God, God who calleth the things that do not exist as though they existed, because he is the creator, our heavenly Father. May the Lord bless his words and strengthen us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of us, as the Lord leads, let us pray for these words the Lord has spoken. Hallelujah. The Lord would continue to strengthen us and empower us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this beautiful day that once again you have given us all, my Father, especially this time of worship, my Father God, to hear thy message. Father, we thank you so much, my Lord, for speaking to us this morning, my Father. Even though we know it over and over again that we walk by sight, we walk by faith, not by sight, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, and just shall live by faith. But Father God, there are times we don't use it in our lives, my Father, when trouble comes, hallelujah, when confusion comes, my Father God, hallelujah, we try to depend more on our sight, hallelujah, and Father God, we lack faith in many times in our lives, my Father, please forgive us. And help us once again, as we heard thy message this morning, that we will walk in faith, O Lord Jesus, in every situation, Father, where things look impossible, my Father God. Help us, Father, to see by faith, O Lord, that you have completed everything, O Lord Jesus, on the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. And help us see it, my Father, and believe it, my Lord, in our spiritual eyes, O Lord Jesus, and walk forward, my Father, in faith. Hallelujah, that you will do everything beautiful for us, my Father. And you will never leave us, not forsake us, O Lord Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, bless this the rest of our worship, my Lord. Bless the testimonies, hallelujah, everything, my Lord. Bless Brother Jose and family and all of us, my Father. Keep us in your presence. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lord God Almighty. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.